9 in there, mobile monitoring.
Mobile.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec. Seeing if anyone's out there. Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec, wondering if anyone's out there on the BARF repeater.
DCW Mobile. How you doing today? This is KGYS Mobile. Hey Ryan, doing good. How about you, man? Doing alright. Just got into Petoskey here. Trying to turn left to get up to Harbor Springs. Boy, what a catastrophe it is here. I haven't been here in a while. Yeah, living it every day, man. It's getting worse and worse. And this summer is by far, I think, the busiest that we've had around here. Yeah, you must be on 31 trying to turn on to 119. Yeah, that can be a real crap show. Yeah, sir. I used to come up here all the time, but yeah, this is pretty bad. Definitely worse than I've ever seen it. I usually go to Petoskey Brewing a lot, but I haven't been there in a while, so I don't know. Well, I'm able to turn, so it's not too bad. I would have figured people would be at work. Nah, nobody works in this town, man. They just visit. I'm heading over by Elmer. West Conway there, so that's where I'm going. I think I got one pallet to drop off. 486 pounds. I don't think I'm going to be moving that by hand. I didn't bring a pallet jack. Hopefully they got the equipment there to help you out. Yeah, I just drove right near that area. I'm on my way into downtown Harbor Springs, so got a little appointment there this morning. But, yeah, guess we're supposed to get a little rain this afternoon, so hopefully that doesn't make your drive back home too crappy. I like the rain. It doesn't slow me down too bad. I don't mind driving slow either, but, yeah, hopefully it doesn't get too awful. Windy or anything, hail. Got a nice shower at my house this morning. That was quite nice. It's beautiful temperature. So. I like a gloomy day once in a while. It's nice. I don't mind it at all. Feels really pleasant out. Yeah, I agree. Although we've had the perfect summer weather for the last 2.5 weeks up here, it's been 75 to 80 degrees during the day, mid to low 60s at night, sunshine, partly cloudy, but yeah, little slow soak and rain every once in a while is always good for the grass and the mushrooms, so happy to see that. Yeah, it's been pretty nice up here. We had 104 at my house a couple weeks ago. It's been quite hot, but yesterday was pushing 90, so yeah, it's nice to be cooled down. Even over in Indian River, it was quite warm, so. Well, it was good to hear you. I'm going to be jumping off here soon. That's about all I got, nothing really new. Oh, we got the 200 repeater going. I guess there is something new. Yesterday, down in Harrison, we put up a repeater. I had a couple of my buddies go out there and throw it in. We got the equipment, 147-200, 180-foot tower, so that's cool. We got a couple things we got to do. We're going to probably most likely be putting it on this network. I don't know if it'll be like all the time permanent, but it'll be on there anyway, so that's cool. Ah, very cool, man. That's awesome. 147-200, is there a tone on it that we need to use? Yeah, 103.5 is the tone. It's on repeater book as well. So yeah, the future will hold maybe some new guys on here, so it'll be cool. Alright, I don't get down that way very often, but I'll add it to my program list, my radios, and we'll give it a try the next time I'm down that way. And if it's linked in with this one, that'll be really cool. Well, hey, I'm pulling into my destination, so I'll let you go. Have a great day. Catch you another time while we're both on the road, more than likely. K8, BCW.
Alright, be careful, and we'll catch you later. K2IS.
Drive fast, take chances.
NAPZT.
K8BCW. K8BCW, testing all star links. Yeah, it's working. Is that you, Drake? DOH Mobile. KBCW Mobile. KBCW Mobile.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Anyway, and to be as close as he was with, you know, the next guy who spent a lot more money on the campaign, I think speaks volumes for just his message and, you know, his grassroots work. And I think if he decides to continue that, he's got a good foundation there to build on.
Yeah, I hope so. And just so you know, there's some non-public evidence that second guy you're talking about was a dark horse planted by the other guy to suck votes away from our guy. But yeah, you're right. He was outspent $3.5 million to $60,000. So hard to fight that.
Yeah, it is. But like I say, I think the numbers show that he's got a lot more support out there than I think people thought he did. So good for him, and I hope it doesn't sour him too bad, and that he keeps on fighting. You know, it's a heck of an uphill battle, but he's a good man. I hope he doesn't abandon it.
Well, I'll pass that sentiment along to him. I didn't have a chance to talk to him today, but we did talk last night, and I don't know what his next move is, and you know what his future is with politics. But I agree with you. I think at some point that grassroots message is going to have to burst through, and people are going to have to do some soul searching about what they really want as far as someone to represent them. So. We'll see. Maybe we're just not ready for it.
Yep, everything has its time, and sometimes we just have to be patient and wait for it, even though you might want to pull your hair out waiting for it, but it's about all you can do sometimes.
Yep, just move on and, you know, keep doing what you got to do. But, yeah, I found out just today that my All-Star link, which is my main way of connecting up to this repeater inside my house, was on, and it was giving me feedback from my handheld, but it wasn't actually connected to this node, which it said it was. So I had to power cycle the thing. So probably for the last week, I've been throwing my call sign out there and not getting any answers back. So the fact that you and I haven't talked in a while is not just your fault, but apparently mine on my equipment side.
Now the little gremlins get in there and they kind of start messing with all sorts of things, don't they, at times? But it's all right. We always seem to hook up one way or another sooner or later.
Yeah, I bumped into that paperwork on my desk at the far corner yesterday and made me think about that little simplex test we did on that Saturday. That was super fun and very cool, and learned a lot, and I thought it was great. We should do that again sometime and test some different equipment and some different locations and things like that. And I think the way to do that is to get something on our calendars.
Yeah, I agree. We seem to do a little bit better when we sit down to make a little bit of a plan. That's funny how that works that way sometimes. But your man pack kind of inspired me. I kind of been looking at taking that. I have that Yasu radio, that old one that's a 65-watt deal. I've been kind of toying with the idea, seeing what I got to do to make a little portable rig out of that, just for nothing else, I guess, just to see if I can do it.
Ah, cool, man. That's awesome. Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. The way I did it is makes it pretty convenient, but it doesn't work for everybody. But, man, even if you just toss it in a, you know, like a plastic tote or something like that that's right-sized, that might be all you need to do. One of the critical things, though, is going to be the power draw. How much power does it actually take to operate? And that's the reason I chose the radio I did for my man pack, is because it's very, very sparing on the power draw. and I was able to get a pretty compact-sized battery to operate it. So that's going to be, I think, your biggest nut to crack there.
Yeah, I've been doing some preliminary testing on the power that takes, and yeah, that's going to be my biggest hurdle. I don't want to, you know, have to carry a Marine deep cell around with me just to run the radio. That seems kind of counterproductive. But yeah, I'm looking at some different battery manufacturers and seeing what they have. There's some pretty interesting batteries out there that might fit the bill. So that a little more research is needed.
Well, I have a spare lithium phosphate iron battery. If you want to give it a try and see if it'll work, I'd be happy to hand it off to you, and then we can just reconnect some other time and get it back in my hands. But that was a pretty cost-effective way to power that radio, and it worked so well that I bought a second one just to have on the shelf as a spare. So you're welcome to give it a try if you'd like.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been looking at was those, and I've been looking at those two replacing my Hamo can anyway. I just got to figure out a different charger for that, or which I think I can just run a different port out for that. But yeah, those are a very cost-effective way to get some pretty decent power. I just want to nail down some good numbers on the radio itself and see what it actually draws when you're transmitting and been transmitting for a while. So, yeah, it's just interesting to play with anyway.
Well, you're thinking all the right things, and like I said, if that battery that I have doesn't work, they do make a couple of sizes bigger that should work. And, you know, they're not, like, gigantic, like you said, deep-cycle marine-sized batteries. They're still fairly compact. And then that bag that I bought, there's a bigger size of that, too, and that's like a $35 or $40 item. So something else to consider if you need to go a little bit bigger, and that would be the ticket.
Yeah, I'm probably going to need a little bit bigger bag than the one you had just because the radio itself is quite chunky, but yeah, we're kind of getting things assembled now. I'm kind of excited about that. You inspire me in a whole bunch of different ways.
Well, if only I could use my powers for good instead of evil.
Oh, I think it's all good, brother. I think it's all good.
All right, man. Well, hey, it was good catching you tonight. I'm going to jump. Have a great evening, and hopefully it won't be so long between now and the next time that we talk. Have a great night. I'll talk to you soon. K8BCW.
All right, my friend. Enjoy this nice, cool evening, and yes, we will talk again in a lot sooner fashion than we did this time. Take care of yourself and be safe. K8ZAG. Clear.
Attention Northwest Michigan hamsters, the BARF bends the amateur radio friends net. We'll start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, W8REJ. Good evening. This is the BARF, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here. My name is Rob, net control for this evening, and located in beautiful downtown Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins with Echolink stations, mobile stations, and short-timer stations only at this point. So if you're an Echolink station, a mobile station, or a short-timer, please come with your call and your name slowly, please. Net Control, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, name is Mike, short time. Okay, Mike's recognized. Anyone else? Okay, regular check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KV8SBJ, Bob.
WMAP, Larry.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, John and Beulah.
Kilo, Delta 8, Sierra, Romeo, Quebec, Portable 8, Tony, on Little Platte Lake.
Come with your call sign again, Tony, please.
Kilo, Delta 8, Sierra, Romeo, Quebec, Portable 8.
Okay, very good. Got you down. Anyone else? Okay, anyone else that would like to join the BARF Ben's the Amateur Radio Net before we start? Come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, well, good evening, all. It's 65 degrees, 84% humidity, which is basically a yuck. And looks like the rest of the week is going to be pretty much the same thing. I see a high of 81, and evening lows are going to be in the high 50s, low 60s, so whoopee-doo. And let's see what happened this week. I had to go see the shrink at the VA, Dr. Crazy. He says I'm still nuts, but we'll see how that turns out by the end of the evening here. Okay. And the next day, on Tuesday, had to go in for a buttoscope. And hopefully it turned out okay. He said he found a couple of polyps, but nothing exciting. No corn cobs or anything up there, so that's a good thing. And as far as ham radio stuff, I have zero on my list here. So we'll get started with Mike, W8 VPC. Take it away and stand by, Bob.
Yeah, good evening, Net Control, W8 VPC. Sounds like we're all part of the same club. My day was last Friday, and they did find a polyp, so I did see the butt doctor. We should all get a t-shirt. We all belong to the colonoscopy club or something. And if you have kidney stones, we should have a t-shirt, you know, we belong to the stoner club. So, other than that, nothing much is going on down here in Royal Oak. Just sitting here watching YouTube video and music videos. I decided to do that. So we'll pass it back to Net Control, WABPC.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, my wife's doing the same thing upstairs. She's listening to the music and doing her jigsaw puzzle. So she's in happy as a clam there, in her element. Okay. All right, thanks for checking in. And we got you down as a short-timer, one and done. Okay. All right, Bob, KB8SVJ, and then stand by Larry.
Okay, it is official, semi-official. I have been told
that I am being awarded new frequency coordination. It's not in the books yet, but I'm sure this is happening as final, but it's final, but it's not final. The paperwork hasn't been submitted yet. New frequency was, or is, 146.96, negative offset, PL of 114.8. Now that's the frequency I was going for, like back in April, and I told I could not have it because there's a repeater in Wisconsin that was already got that and was too close. I don't know what changed, but they said that's what I'm getting. That's the frequency I'm getting. 146.96, PL 114.8. I'm not sure exactly timeline to get the repeater changed, but I want to give everybody a chance, advanced knowledge, and notification. I myself got probably 35 radios to reprogram. So if you don't hear us on this frequency, try the 96 frequency, please. Don't give up on us. Other than that, it was a gloomy day today. And we're supposed to be a little bit nicer tomorrow. But it is Michigan, and it's subject to change. If anybody got any questions on that repeater frequency or anything, just, you know, shout out, call me, email me, all the information is on the QRZ.com, and we'll go from there. KB8SDJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. We will take a look at that on QRZ. And got it noted here, and I'll have to start changing mine over. I got at least three or four I have to change. Three right now. The other one can wait. Okay, let's see, Bob, that was wonderful. Thanks for the info. And that's what the net's about, is getting info about ham radio stuff in our area. So, all right, the voice from the defunct village of Maroa, Larry, WNAP, take it away, and stand by John with no H.
Yeah, okay, this is WNAP, Larry. Yes, from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla in northeast Manistee County. Well, today I had what they call Mohs surgery to remove basal cell skin cancer. Left side of my neck below my left earlobe. And it wasn't too bad. I mean, let's say it's just uncomfortable right now. That's about all. Just have to wait for it to heal, and I have to go back in 9 days and have the outside sutures removed. The inside sutures would be absorbed by the body, so everything is hunky-dory. Back to net control from WNAP.
Yeah, okay, we ought to change this from the barf net to the geriatrics net. So, okay. All right, Larry, thank you very much for that, and we'll go to John, 89NN, and stand by Tony.
Hi, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet from John, 89NN, in Drury, Beulah, Michigan, northwest Florida, Michigan, about a mile from Beulah, And, yeah, just watching some drizzle going by on my chasertool.xyz websites on the radar and satellite panel. I'm also looking at the lightning panel on the same webpage and seeing that there's nothing that's inbound for quite some time, to say the least. So that's a good thing. And I'm looking at the surface map and radar panel, and it looks like we've got a cold front that's just passed through and dragging some precipitation along with it in behind it. So that's a good thing. And looking at the Storm Prediction Center panel on chaser2.xyz, looks like we're in good shape from that perspective as well. So mowed my 19 holes today, 18 plus the putting range. And it was kind of interesting. Got to the maintenance shed, and it was raining as I walked into the maintenance shed. And I have to check the oil on my mower and get my headgear arranged and get my raincoat zipped up and get my gloves on and turned on and hop on the mower and get it fired up. And by the time I did all that, it had stopped raining at 5:30 this morning, and so that was the end of the rain, and was able to mow all the 19 holes without any rain after that. So that was pretty sweet. I thought it was going to be a rainout day from watching the weather on TV last night. They showed a general heavy-duty rain coming over with the front that was going to be coming through, but passed through mostly during the night, and by the time we got to about an hour before sunrise, which is the time that I started mowing, it had passed through, so that was really, really nice. Let's see, keep us posted as to when that frequency change is going to be needed. I'm not going to make the change until somebody tells me that it's actually been changed. Otherwise, I'll lose this frequency. Or I might just set up the two of them at the same time. We'll see what I want to do. Okay, that's enough babbling on for me. Let me break for reset. Okay, AB9NN returning to the MarsNet, and as far as colonoscopies are concerned, I had one this winter, and came out with a perfectly good clean bill of health, no polyps or anything like that, so don't have to have another one for another 7 to 10 years, which is a good thing. So with that, back to net control from AB9, and then Sean and Bula, have a great week, everyone.
Okay, very good, John. I'm glad you didn't have any problems mowing there. It's got to be messy in the rain, that's for sure. All right, let's see, Tony, KD8SRI portable, and then we'll take a standby.
W8REJ, this is Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec portable 8. Thank you, Rob, for taking the net this evening. This is Tony. My residence is in Roseville, Michigan, way down south, and come up for our annual vacation. I've checked into the net the last 12, 13 years when we're on vacation. Rob, you mentioned you called this the geriatric net, you know, and I've heard a lot of other complaints here. You're talking to a prostate cancer patient here. I won't go into details. It'll take about 7 resets on the repeater to get it all done. So I'm hanging in there. I'm tough. And what can I say? I'm a friend of that guy, Keith, ZWJ. And he's the one who turned me on to this. So, there you go. With that, I'll turn it back over to you there, Rob. W8REJ, this is Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo, Quebec, portable 8. Back to you.
Hey, Tony, very good. Yeah, I got the Quebec on the end there. For some reason, I heard India, but I don't know. Maybe it's just my brain. Okay, thanks for checking in, and I hope you're still around here for the second go-around, which is going to start in about 2 seconds. This is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here, and we're looking for anyone that would like to join the BarfNet. If you're one of those people, come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. No Bill, no John with an H tonight. That's okay. All righty, here we go, back to the top. Mike is one and done, a short timer. Bob, KB8SVJ, and standby Larry.
Yeah, this frequency change, I'm not asking anybody to, like, take this 3-4 frequency out of the radio. Dave Hanchett intended on getting his frequency back and erecting his repeater back at his house. It will not have the coverage that this one here has, but you still may want to check into it. So if you, I'm not asking anybody to throw away this frequency because it'll still be active. I'm not sure the timeline, but it should be active in the area. You know, so you can still use that. So don't just throw it away. Don't delete it. You still may want to use it. Just want to say that. And when we get close to that time, I'll have to reach out to Mary, because I don't know if she would be able to reprogram that frequency on her own. So I'd help her with that, or somebody wants to help her with that, fine, too. I don't want to eliminate her from getting into that. There was a time before when we went to the 3-4 frequency that she didn't know how to change it. She didn't know what was going on, and I went over there and I reprogrammed her radio for her. So, there could be notice, and everybody should have events, time to make that change. But don't throw away this frequency, because it still may be a viable frequency in the future. With that, that's all I got. KB8SBJ.
Very good, Bob. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for the info. And exciting news about the new frequency there. So I actually have two. I have a zero as a primary, which is this one, and my first station is the going to be the other frequency. So there you go. All right, Larry, WNAP, and standby John.
Okay. All right, Rob. W8REJ and the group, this is WNAP. Well, let's see, today is Wednesday. Yesterday, I was outside and I put an extra link on my NFAD half-wave antenna to get it onto 80 meters, and then I replaced the link that broke, and so it was down on the ground. Anyway, so I tried to put it back up, and I always have trouble. It's a 20 foot push up flagpole. And telescoping job that you extend one tube at a time. Well, the bottom tube, I can't ever get the it's a spring loaded looks like a ball bearing that goes into a hole to hold the tube in place. Well, the wind is blowing, the flag is waving, and it puts too much torque on that bottom tube, and I don't have enough strength to lift that last tube, and I can't figure out where that spring-loaded ball bearing is. I get it up there and I try to turn the tube, and you know, and there's no indication where that spring-loaded ball bearing is. Maybe I just got to take it apart and do some marking with a black marker and try to figure it out. Anyway, that's my story. All right, Rob, thanks for taking the net. W8REJ from WNAC.
Okay, very good, Larry. Yeah, I had a friend that had a similar situation, and once he figured it out, he marked them all of the little balls where he marked the pole that it fit into and where the ball bearing was. So it might be something that you might want to think about or not. Don't care. It's a throwaway. All right, John, AB9NN, take it away and stand by, Tony.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the BarfNet, and just thinking about changing frequencies, thinking about doing it manually, and then I thought, geez, you know, I really should do a reorganization of the frequencies that I've got in this radio and in my mobile, because I do a lot of traveling, and there's a lot of repeaters along the roads that I travel on, and we've also got the new linked repeater system that this repeater is linked into a number of repeaters going all the way up into the UP, and I don't have those repeaters programmed in here, and so I'm thinking I need to probably rework the layout of my repeaters that I've got in here. I'd like to have the two local repeaters as probably like my one and two frequencies, and maybe my third frequency would be the Sturgeon Bay repeater, because I do the Good Morning Net every day, so I'd like that near the top. And then I'd like to have probably the Traverse City Skywarn repeater as my number four, and then five would be the other Traverse City linked repeater, and then six would be the rest of the linked repeaters from this linked repeater system, and then probably 10 through 30 or whatever would be all the way across the UP, all the way up to Iron River, Michigan, and then down to Green Bay, and then back up to Escanaba, and back down into the Lower Peninsula. So anyway, that's a pretty decent project as I'm starting to think about it. So I think I'll probably just plug in this one frequency first and do a little bit more thinking before I dive into the rest of the repeaters, before I get things too messed up. With that, back to net control from AB9 and then John and Biba.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I did something similar with mine. I have the five local repeaters here that I scan all the time. If I'm in the basement, I'm scanning through them. And then I have it figured out to go from here down to the Coldwater area down in southern Michigan, and then I have it programmed down through Indiana to get down to the grandson's place there in around Columbus, Indiana. So I've got all of those programmed in, and I can do them going down and then just reverse them coming back, and there you go. So, yeah, you're right. I think it's a worthy cause for you, John, I think. All right, let's see here. We're coming down to the last one on the list, and then we'll do a standby. KD8, SRQ, Portable 8. Tony, take it away.
W8RTK
Jay, this is Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec Portable 8. Thank you, Rob. Wow. That's a whole lot of news. I was wondering, Rob, after I sign off, could you repeat the new frequency? I've got the minus offset and I've got the 144.8 tone. I just missed the frequency because I wasn't thinking. So, we'll be traveling back home Saturday morning, like every other person who comes up here. But we've had a great time, just a great time up here this year. So with that, I wish everyone to please stay safe, stay healthy, and 73. W8REJ, this is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Romeo, Quebec, Portable 8, back to you.
Well, thanks for checking in, Tony. Anytime you're in the area, do that. And if you happen to be in the area the last Saturday of the month, stop in and have breakfast with us. So there you go. All right, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. If there's anyone who would like to join the net before we close, come now with your call sign and your name. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, Rob, I just sent you and John an email with a link to the Northern Michigan Late Repeater Network. It gives all the repeaters and frequencies that's connected on this link. The one that we're on now will have to be changed because it gives my call sign on this 3-4 repeater. We'll have Drake update that, but the other ones are legit. All the repeater locations and all the information on that. If you want to do Echo Link or something, there's all the information on there. So I thought I'd give you guys that information. KBA, this is Jay.
Hey, again, thanks. Thanks, Bob. We'll take a look at it as soon as the net's over here. Alrighty, repeating, we're at the bottom of the list the second time through. If you'd like to join the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, come now with your call sign and your name. Slowly or forever hold your peace.
Rob, this is KD8SRQ. What's the new frequency?
It's 146.96. 146.96. PL is 114.8. 114.8. Copy?
I copy, Rob. Thank you very much. KD8SRQ clear.
Okay, nothing heard, so we're going to thank everybody that checked in this evening. And the BarfNet meets every Wednesday evening here at 8:30 on Wednesday. So if you're feeling froggy, jump in anytime. We're not fussy about who it is as long as you got a valid license. And let's see, I guess that's all I've got for this evening. So in addition to the net, we meet for the Barf Breakfast, like I said, the last Saturday of each month except December, at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. If you get there and you haven't been there before, you walk in the front door and straight back. Before you hit the wall, turn left, and you'll see us. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to return the repeater into normal operations. The net is clear. This is W8REJ 73, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.